Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
Now back to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville's sports original.
Stop what you're doing. And listen,
WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's Johnny.
Thunderstick. Yeah, Thunderstick.
And welcome to hour number two. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios, the coldest team in town, offering great wages and benefits for drivers to join their winning team. For more information, you can go to their website, gogginkold.com. You know, football season means still tailgating going on, viewing parties, and more. Here's the thing. If you're planning on drinking, then have a plan. Drunk you obviously makes bad decisions, so make a plan before you party. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Coming up at the bottom of the hour around 5:35, Eric Bacharach. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. Also coming up just after 6, best-selling author, veteran sports columnist with GlobalGolfPost.com, Steve Eubanks. One of the reasons why I wanted to have him on the show, tomorrow we get Army versus Navy. One of the many books that Steve Eubanks, wrote, one was called All-American. And it was an opportunity to look at taking a player from Army, a player from Navy, not just their experiences as far as playing football for both programs, but also what their life was like afterwards as they went on to protect the freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. So Steve Eubanks will be joining us once again right around 6:05. All that taking you up to Memphis Grizzlies basketball tonight. Eric Hasseltine and the crew. 6:30 as far as the pregame is concerned, with tip coming up just after 7. In just a moment or two, we'll be joined by Alan Bell. He is with CBS Sportsline. And we look at week 15 of the NFL. We're down to the nitty-gritty as far as teams making final pushes as far as playoff runs, trying to wrap up divisions, trying to wrap up playoff spots, and more. So a bunch of key games coming up this weekend. I mean, Seattle still not out of the hunt, per se, as they're still trying to chase down the 49ers. But they're taking on Carolina on the road. That's an interesting game. Also 1-2, and you go matchup-wise, not so much. New England at 10-3 on the road against a 1-12 Cincinnati team. You know, here's an opportunity with regards to the way we look at the Patriots. You know, the fact that they lost to Kansas City at home on Sunday. Here's a team that you're starting to wonder, okay, is this – I mean, they're still leading the AFC East, but they only got a game edge over Buffalo. And so it's not just necessarily if the Patriots take care of business on Sunday against Cincinnati. It's also a chance to see how well they play, too, trying to get some momentum going with only 3, games to go in the season. Other interesting contest. It's always been a huge rivalry as far as Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers this weekend. They're hosting the Chicago Bears. The Bears trying to climb back into things, but maybe a little too late for them. But they still want to finish the season strong. I mean, at 7-6, they have a chance to at least finish at 10-6. But Green Bay, if there is such a thing as flying under the radar, there's talk, obviously, about Drew Brees and the Saints, the job that San Francisco is doing. And here's Green Bay right there in the thick of things at 10-3. And once again, a team that – and this is going to be a challenge for them. I think it's going to be an extremely close game on Sunday between the Packers and the Bears. And it's still an opportunity for Green Bay to keep putting themselves in a position where they can get a bye as far as the first week of the playoffs. So that's something to watch out for. What about Denver? Drew Lock, huge win for them this past Sunday and what they did going into Houston and winning by 14 against the Texans at 5-8. They have a chance to rally and finish strong and actually finish with a 500 record, 8-8 this weekend. They're on the road at Kansas City, a Kansas City team that's favored by 9.5. And the way Denver is playing right now and the way Drew Lock is playing, I don't think the fact that they're going in Arrowhead Stadium scares him a bit. The fact that he also played his college ball at Missouri, he's used to the kind of weather conditions he'll see as far as Kansas City. I think that this will be another close game. I expect the Chiefs to win, but I don't see them covering the points. I think this will be fairly close, 7, 8, 9 points, somewhere in that range as far as this game coming up on Sunday. Some other nice matchups, too. Obviously, we'll get into the conversation this hour about the Titans and what's in store for them with the Texans. Same record. Texans, however, in first place only because of the tiebreakers, and this was a problem created early on this year with some of those key losses by the Titans before they righted the ship. And so it really comes down to controlling your own destiny. You need to win this week, and you need to win in two more weeks with the road game in Houston against the Texans. You don't want it really coming down to tiebreakers because you're going to be on the short end of that. And given the choice of Houston beating Tampa Bay next week or the Titans beating New Orleans, yeah, I think that the Titans' challenge against New Orleans will be the tougher challenge of the two. So something to watch out for with that matchup. But you know, you can't deny what the Titans have done with four straight wins, six out of their last seven, to put them in the position to be tied with the Texans with three games to go. A couple other interesting games, too. Sunday afternoon, the late games, Minnesota, once again, in the good spot as far as the one of the playoff spots, as far as the bye. I mean, not getting a bye necessarily, but at least making the playoffs. They're trying to hold off some challenges, but they got a key game against it's a team not going to the playoffs and Phillip Rivers and the Chargers, but it's not going to be easy for Minnesota to go cross-country to take on the Chargers in L.A., Here's a Chargers team that can at least get some momentum going into next year. They're 5-8, and this is a winnable game for Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. They look good this past Sunday. I don't see that happening on Sunday, knowing that Minnesota has more to play for, so I expect Minnesota to get the W. It's just not going to be an easy afternoon for Minnesota against Phillip Rivers and the Chargers on Sunday. What about the fact that the Rams, they're on the road in Dallas, taking on the Cowboys, the first time the Cowboys in franchise history has on the same team, same year, a 4,000-plus-yard passer, a 1,000-plus-yard rusher, a 1,000-plus-yard receiver, all in Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and, of course, Amari Cooper, and they're only 6-7. They are a 1.5, 2-point underdog to the Los Angeles Rams. At this point, 1.5-point underdog to the Rams. The Rams, once again, they're on the outside at this point looking in with regards to the playoffs, and they certainly have a lot to play for. You got the Cowboys at 6-7, along with the Eagles at 6-7. That's good for first place in the NFL, in the NFC East. But, you know, the Rams are favored, and all the projections have the Rams actually going in and beating Dallas. I've seen a few things this week about the different ways to help this Dallas team in the next 3 weeks. One of them was to waive Jerry Jones as owner.
Ooh.
I thought that was kind of humorous, actually.
Shots fired.
Well, at this point, you're kind of like, okay, enough's enough. I mean, think about it. The money, the stadium, the America's team, all that, and we're still talking about a mediocre team over the last 22 years.
Yeah.
I mean, great that you won the three Super Bowls early part of the 90s. What have you done for us lately? Mediocrity at its finest. That's what the Dallas Cowboys have brought to the table. And then Sunday night, this is really going to be a key game, too, for both of these teams. Both of these teams currently in the playoffs. If you're one of those teams that stay on the short end as far as winning the division, like Houston or Tennessee, for example, Bills at Pittsburgh, you're pulling for Buffalo in this one.
Yes.
Because you're not going to – Buffalo's got they're 9-4. The Steelers, 8-5. You want Buffalo to hand Pittsburgh a loss on Sunday night. Steelers only favored by 2.5. I actually like the Bills and Josh Allen and company going in there and taking care of business. I think the Bills are a better team. It's hard for me to say that. But think about it. If they win, they still put pressure on the fact that it's not a foregone conclusion that it's the Patriots instead of the Bills winning the AFC East.
How crazy would that be?
I mean, time will tell. Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's still three games to go, and I expect after this weekend that there'll still be one game separation with two games to go. Let the chips fall where they may at that point. All right, we'll take a break, and hopefully on the other side we'll have a chance to visit with Alan Bell, with CBS Sportsline. Also still coming up later this hour, Eric Bacharach. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean as well. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Still looking at this wreck out here on 65 northbound at Harding Place. A lot of rubbernecking going on because of this particular crash. Yes, it's extremely heavy southbound on 65 back down into Brentwood. Hillsborough Pike at Stokes Lane. That's an accident. Murfreesboro Pike. They're about the 2900 block. Two cars involved at that location. And with the injuries at Royal Parkway, that's going to be over in Donelson near all those hotels. Hey, celebrate New Year's at Ober Gatlinburg, high above the city of Gatlinburg. Live music from the Band of Smokies. Log on now to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Geico presents, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven? And all of the burners. My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I want you to listen to what is a very important message from my friends at Shield Law Group and my buddy Bill Kaloudis. Your credit report is really important. What if you've been the victim of identity theft, or you have an item on your credit that doesn't even belong to you, or you've been turned down for a mortgage, credit card, car loan, rental housing, job, or insurance? Okay, you get the picture. The credit report is vital. You need it to be the very best it can be. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what our score is. So that's why I bring on ShieldLawGroup.com, my friend Bill Kaloudis, and his phone number, 615-742-8020. You know what? It might be the most important phone call you make all day. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kaloudis.
Middle Tennessee.
Join the next generation Grizzlies as we take on the best in the East.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks Friday the 13th at 7 p.m.
And don't forget,
all new Grizzlies 6-game holiday packs presented by Bass Pro Shops are on sale now.
Catch the year's best matchups and giveaways starting at just $120.
Plus, receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. bobblehead and a $10 gift card to Bass Pro Shops while supplies last.
Call 901-888-HOOP or shop online now at Grizzlies.com.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Geigen Cole Hall Studios. This segment brought to you by our fine friends, Tim Brinkman and Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. If you haven't had a chance to do so, rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits. They're located at 7110 Town Center Way. It's just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good, better, Brinkman's. All right, so, you know, in baseball, sometimes, you know, it's an hour before first pitch and your starting pitcher, whatever, felt a little tweak here and there, so you have to, like, make a quick change. Well, that's what we're doing. We're moving things around. Eric Bacharach joins us now. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. Eric, thank you for the switch around there, and we appreciate you joining us now. And boy, just like you would want, if you go back to August, saying with 3 weeks to go, you can, you know, you control your own destiny as far as the AFC South. That's exactly what's in store for the Titans. Unfortunately, that's also the same thing that's in store for the Houston Texans as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Titans, you kind of looked at the beginning of the season during the offseason at this three-game stretch to the end of the season and kind of thought to yourself, well, I wonder if, you know, a playoff spot or the division title is going to be on the line with the Titans playing the Texans twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. And as you said, that's exactly what we've gotten, kind of a path that I'm sure nobody foresaw as far as how the Titans got to this point where they're 8-5 with the division within their grasp and completely in their control. But they're here nonetheless, and it's been an interesting ride, to say the least.
Well, but the problem, though, then comes to, okay, what happens? Because in these kind of games, you know, let's just say, if you look at it from a realistic standpoint, yeah, great opportunity. But realistically, most likely these two teams will split these games. Titans win Sunday, Houston wins in two Sundays. And so then what happens? Well, there's the matchup in between. First, Houston, they take on Tampa Bay. The Tennessee Titans play host to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Not going to be easy for either one of these teams. But this is where we go back to the fact it's great that the Titans have won four straight, six out of their last seven. But what does that mean for them? Well, they're tied record-wise with Houston. Unfortunately, they're on the short end of tiebreakers. And that's going to be where the problem is. They'll lose on tiebreakers with the Texans if these two teams split the series and they both end up with identical records at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you're right. That's where it gets tough. You know, you have to win this game for sure. And then, you know, just as insurance, you're really rooting for Tampa Bay there. It is a road game for the Texans in Week 16, so you know, you're really pulling for Tampa Bay, but yeah, I mean, if you don't beat the Texans twice, and I agree, I think, you know, if I had to put a bet on it, I would say that they split these two games, the Titans and the Texans, just because I think, you know, the Titans have not had a ton of luck in Houston of late, so I think that's going to be a tough game. But, you know, again, you kind of just look at the way things are going for the Titans, and there's not a hotter team in the NFL right now, so I think you're still certainly optimistic if you're a fan, but yeah, for sure that the tiebreaker scenarios for the Titans have not gone their way. They can't catch the Titans, the Texans as far as tiebreakers go. They're going to have a better record than them or you know, beat them twice to get the division there.
All right, when you look at, okay, how can this Titans team attack the Houston defense? A couple things really stick out for me. You're going to need to be able to pass the ball, but you also need to be able to run the ball at least a little bit there to keep the keep the defense honest. And now Derrick Henry not going to be 100% on Sunday, but he will be playing. He may be listed as questionable or whatever because of the hammy, but he will be playing. Now, how effective? You know, to me, that part he doesn't have to be at his best per se. To open up opportunities for Ryan Tannehill in the passing game. I think Ryan Tannehill, A.J. Brown, Anthony Firkser, I mean, these are kind of the names to, if you're hearing their names on Sunday, that's a good thing for the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if they could get what they got last week out of, I mean, obviously the offense, but, you know, Tannehill hit 10 different receivers last week, so if he could spread it around like he did against Oakland, that would bode well. But I agree. I don't think you need Derrick Henry to run for 150 yards in this game. The Texans defense, you know, really hasn't inspired a ton of fear. That they're not, you know, that highly ranked. It's really the offense that's, you know, been the crutch for that team to lean on all season. And if you're the Titans, you hope Derrick Henry could give you 15 plus carries. We'll see if that's the case. I agree. I certainly am confident he'll play. You know, he said as much yesterday on Thursday. He said, come Sunday, I'll be ready to go. And even though he didn't practice at any point this week, you know, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. The best medicine for that, so to speak, is just rest and keeping off it. And, you know, all the sort of just the language and what we've heard this week, you know, none of it has really, for me, it kind of stirred me away from the thought that, you know, he won't play or, you know, the Titans won't get to use him at all. I think he'll certainly suit up. It comes down to, you know, how many carries he'll get. If he could get 15 plus, I think that's great. And if he could be effective as he was last week, because again, remember, he was dealing with that hamstring against the Raiders, didn't take a snap in the fourth quarter, didn't get a handoff in the fourth quarter. His last carry came with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, still went for over 100 yards for a fourth straight game. So, you know, the more you could get out of Derrick Henry, obviously the better, but if you could get 15 plus carries, I think just the threat that he creates with what he's doing now, you know, you look at the play action numbers for Ryan Tannehill and, you know, how much that is opening things up for this offense. I think the threat of Derrick Henry, just having him on the field for that amount of time, will bode really well for the Titans offense this week.
You know, when we look at Houston as far as an offense, you know, hats off to them. Top 10 in both running the ball and passing the ball, so pick your poison as far as that's concerned. You know, from an injury standpoint, I mean, certainly we're going to be paying attention to what Houston fills on Sunday. Will Fuller, is he a part of the equation? But they have Hopkins, and we know what Deshaun Watson can do as well. Is this a game where you're expecting a lot of points, where it could be 31-27, something along those lines between these two teams?
Yeah, you know, Johnny, I could certainly see that. I mean, you know, from the Titans side of things, it seems like, you know, all they do these days is put up 35-plus points. They've scored 30-plus in four straight games. And the Texans, as I mentioned before, you know, they're a team that really has relied on their offense. And, you know, it's kind of shaping up to be that type of game, just in terms of the way things are going. I think an interesting matchup is going to be the Texans receiving core against what's been a banged up Titans secondary. You know, Adoree Jackson will play. You know, he's been injured. LaShawn Sims practiced this week. Things are trending in the right direction for him. Kenny Vaccaro, same deal with him. He had a concussion against the Raiders and is still in the middle of concussion protocol, but he could be cleared before Sunday, so we'll see where he is come Sunday. I do think a big factor is if Will Fuller suits up, because, you know, with DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the NFL, you know, they play off each other well, just in terms of, you know, if you got to pay attention to DeAndre Hopkins, Fuller might get some more open looks and vice versa. So I think that's a big thing to keep an eye on. But for sure, I could see this turning into a high-scoring game. Which, again, if you kind of thought back to the beginning of the season, you never really thought that the Titans would be, you know, one of the teams you would consider to be in these types of slugfests that we're talking about. But, you know, the way the offense is playing right now, I think that certainly could be the case.
You know, when we look at offensive scoring for both of these teams, and certainly these numbers are a little bit different for the Titans now compared to their slow start. I mean, they're only averaging 24.5 points a game. A lot different story, you know, a lot different story when you put Ryan Tannehill into that mix. But one thing is, you know, something that has to change from a Houston perspective, if you're, you know, if you're a fan of the Texans, is the fact that there's only one team in the NFL worse as far as getting off to hot starts. I mean, this team is averaging less than 3 points per first quarter, and so I mean, they've only scored 30 points total all season long in the first quarter. And if you're Houston trying to find a way to get a win on the road, that's not going to be acceptable and not a good way to put yourself in a position to steal a game on the road here in Nashville on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I think whoever gets off to a hot start, you know, this upcoming weekend will be, you know, in good shape. It kind of feels like the Titans, you know, consistently kind of have early game blunders, you know, whether it's, you know, the Derrick Henry fumble a couple weeks ago, the interception that Ryan Tannehill, you know, was lucky didn't turn into a touchdown against the Raiders, and he kind of had a touchdown saving tackle on that play. You know, the Titans have, you know, also kind of been a team that hasn't gotten off to a million hot starts, but you look at what they're doing in the second half, and they're really lighting it up. Obviously, last week they outscored the Raiders 21-0 in the second half, and you know that's kind of been a running theme, you know, since Tannehill is taking over as starting quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see if the Texans get off to a hot start, a slow start this week at Nissan Stadium. If you're the Titans, if you could, you know, prevent the Texans from getting an early lead. Like I mentioned, they've been really good in the second half, the Titans. So, you know, that's when Derrick Henry gets going. That's when the offense has really been firing at all cylinders. So if it holds Houston down early, that should bode well.
All right. If from a Tennessee Titans fan, I mean, we've been here from 16 through last year where the Titans in position to control their own destiny. They let themselves down. They let the fan base down. Why is this year different?
It feels different this time, Johnny. I think last year for sure, going into that Week 17 game, you're optimistic until that morning when news broke that Mariota would be out, and that kind of really took the wind out of the sails of the fan base and just sort of the optimism going into the game, even before it started. But boy, do things feel different now with the way the offense is playing. I have a hard time picking against the Titans, and I think I told you early on in the season, just based off of what the Titans were last year and early this season, my philosophy for predicting games was just to sort of go in the opposite direction of my gut instinct of what all logic told me. Now it kind of feels like, the Titans, how can you bet against a team that's averaging over 31 points a game since Tannehill took over? That still has a really strong defense, that special teams is also really solid, field goal kicking aside. That still is one issue that, has yet to be resolved and for sure I think could be a factor down the stretch here. We'll see if that's the case. But right now, all three phases for the Titans are playing really, really well. And again, it's just the offense. It was such a liability in the beginning of the year. To me, remarkable is not the word to sort of describe the drastic turnaround that's taken place with the offense under Mariota that was averaging 16 points a game versus the offense that's, we're seeing right now since Tannehill took over in Week 7. And that's obviously been the difference. And to me, it really gives the Titans a chance to contend.
We saw this earlier this year. Remember when the Titans were struggling? This is wasn't with Ryan Succop, but the Titans kept sending out a kicker that mentally had just the biggest mental block out there. And now we're seeing Ryan Succop, where I think it's a combination of from a mental standpoint, but also maybe from a physical standpoint as well still. Is there anybody on that staff that can deal with the mental aspect of what a kicker has to go through? Because we kind of got vague answers early on this year when this team was struggling in this department without Ryan Succop. And it makes me wonder if they just like, yes, we know, but we're not going to tell the media everything. Or do they really have somebody that can get into the head of a kicker?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they've been pretty vague. And, after Succop missed three kicks in his debut, a few weeks ago, Mike Vrabel was, very vocally frustrated, not directed at Succop per se, but just in general that, all these missed field goals take a toll. They're frustrating. They're hard to deal with. It's something you kind of take for granted when they're being hit, but when they're not, it's absolutely a liability. The Titans, it seems like all season, have been ranked last in the NFL in field goal percentage. And I certainly think, the mental side of things has been a factor, for whoever's been kicking the ball for the Titans, as we've seen three different guys do it. And it was interesting when they brought on Ryan Santosa as a guy that was specifically brought in for kickoffs and just having two kickers on the roster and seeing how that dynamic works and having two kickers active on game days. It's an interesting thing and kind of forces Mike Vrabel to be more creative with the guys he keeps on game days. You have to have some guys that are versatile if you're going to have two kickers on the roster. But I certainly think the mental part is a factor. If you're the Titans, you're just hoping that Ryan Succop, he's a veteran, he's a guy that's done it before, is coming off an injury. So you do wonder if that is all lingered or if just the thought of it is in the back of his mind, because certainly it doesn't seem to be working right now for Ryan Succop, who's 1-for-5 on the season.
All right, so you say early on you would go against the grain. Now you're going with your gut. So which way are you going on Sunday?
I'm saying 31-28 Titans, Johnny. I think the Titans get over 30 points again. I could see it being 41-38, honestly, the way these two teams are playing. But, you know, I think they find a way again. And that's really, to me, been one of the more impressive things during this run. You know, the Titans are 6-1 since Tannehill took over, is that they've found ways to win, you know, really in a bunch of different ways, whether it's a close game that, you know, comes down to the wire and they find a miraculous way to squeak it out, as they did against the Chargers and the Bucks when this whole thing began, you know, or whether it's dominating an opponent like they did the Jaguars, or whether it's, you know, overpowering an opponent in the first half as they did the Raiders, only to see the game tied at halftime and then come back in the second half and really clean things up and prevent, you know, the opposing team from scoring at all. So to me, they've won in really a bunch of different ways, which kind of speaks to their ability to find ways to win. And I think they do it again this week in what is really a must-win at Nissan Stadium.
As always, buddy, we appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you at the stadium on Sunday. But before that, remind the listeners again how they can keep up with your coverage, not just this weekend, but throughout the year of the Titans.
Sure. If you go to Tennessean.com/sports/Titans, or if you go to Twitter, you could follow me at Eric Bachrach, and you could find all my stuff there.
Eric, thank you again. Have a great night, great rest of the weekend, and we'll see you Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. Eric Bachrach with the Tennessean joining us again. Don't forget Memphis Grizzlies basketball tonight at 6:30 as they take on Milwaukee. Tip just after 7. Eric Hasseltine and the crew on the call. This segment brought to you by Tim Brinkman and Brinkman's Wine and Spirits. You know, whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits. They have a very impressive array of wines and spirits to choose from. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, first of all, when you walk in, they're going to make you feel welcomed and appreciated. Plus, they have a passion for personal service, and with that in mind, you know, they're going to help you make the best possible selections if you're unsure about what direction to go to, you know, with regards to your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities throughout the day to discover new spirits and wine. And this time of the year as well, looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. So rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits. They're located at 7110 Town Center Way. It's just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good, better, Brinkman's.
Well, good afternoon. Still trying to clean up that wreck and it caused a mess. 24 East down near Sam Ridley Parkway. It's already heavy now as you head out to Murfreesboro. Cloverland Drive at Copperfield. That's one of the latest wrecks in Brentwood. Opry Mills Drive there, Gaylord Drive on the two-car collision, 500 block at Donaldson Pike, still heavy, 65 down into Brentwood and 65 up through Madison right now. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Nashville and Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service and wishing everyone a happy and healthy holiday season.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast. For this afternoon, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy, with a high near 49. Tonight, scattered showers, cloudy, with a low around 41. And on Saturday, isolated showers before noon, mostly cloudy, with a high near 52. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to hop on, open segment. I'd like to tell you about our friends over at Harding Pharmacy. You know, in a world of corporate giants, it's nice to know there's a locally owned professional pharmacy that's here to take care of you and your family. Harding Pharmacy in Southeast Nashville, a full-service pharmacy where the employees are dedicated to meeting the individual needs of their customers. And they're doing it, of course, with the highest level of service. So have your prescriptions transferred or your next one filled at Harding Pharmacy, where they also offer, get this, free delivery. That's right, free delivery. Harding Pharmacy, your fast and friendly family pharmacy, easy to find at 4120 Nolensville Pike, is just south of Harding Place, right next to the post office. All right, so tomorrow the Preds back in action as they take on Dallas at home. Puck drops at 5:30, and you look at the last 10 games. Last 15. 5 wins in 15 contests.
That's not good.
No. And you can add to that 6 wins and 12 losses over the last 18. And what does that mean for them as far as the Central is concerned? So here they are, 30 games in. Halfway point is 41, right? So 30 games in. Only Chicago is behind them in the Central with 30 points. Nashville is looking up to Minnesota, Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado. They're 11 points behind St. Louis as far as first place. Another disappointing loss to Buffalo, losing 4-3. And this was after 2 wins, but it's nice that you got the 2. But if you look at it from a stretch standpoint, they're 2-3 in the last 5.
Well, maybe they're just trying to do what the Blues did last year.
Go the opposite direction?
Just go the opposite direction.
I got you. Now, Dallas, once again, one of these teams where if you're the Preds, you can't necessarily worry about St. Louis. You have to start climbing one at a time. And so here's Dallas, 2 teams ahead of Nashville right now in the Central, 6 points ahead. Got to find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
And a Dallas team that already's got 32 games played. St. Louis has 3 more contests played than Nashville. Colorado has played 1 more game. So a lot of these teams have played more games, 1, 2, or 3, more than Nashville. So a chance to, gain points in games that you have not played compared to the teams that are ahead of you that have already played these contests. But it's not helping if you're not able to put together more than 1 win or 2 wins in a row.
Yeah, they need to get on a 3, 4, possibly even 6-game win streak, or at least a point streak, because it's just these losses that they're losing are just ridiculous. Like last night, they were up 1-0 early. Then all of a sudden, it's 1-1. 59 seconds later, they get ahead 2-1. And then they were up 3-2 going into the or in the middle of the third or second period. And then they go in the third period tied 3-3.
Coming up tonight, here's a Milwaukee team taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. A Milwaukee team 22-3 on the season. Mm-hmm. They've won 16 straight, and Memphis gets to host them tonight. Now, I will say this about this Memphis team. We understand that this is a rebuilding year, but boy, Ja Morant and company, they're exciting to watch. I mean, yes, they're 8-16. But they've won two straight. Their last two games, they've taken care of business against Golden State and Phoenix. Exciting to watch. And, you know, who knows? You know, Milwaukee, of their three losses, two have been on the road. So I'm going to throw it out there. Why not Memphis?
Why not?
So we'll see if they can get it done tonight. We'll have the game right here beginning at 6:30 for the pregame. Eric Hasseltine and company. And then the tip will be just after 7. We look at the landscape as far as week 15 of the NFL and, you know, where the standings are right now and what's at stake this weekend with three games to go. You know, first of all, the Patriots, you know, at 10-3, they're a game ahead of Buffalo in the AFC East. This week, the Patriots should have no problems against a Cincinnati Bengals team, 1-12, because guess what? Cincinnati is not playing the Jets. They're playing New England, and so the Patriots should win. Buffalo's got a little bit bigger challenge, and it's an important game too, because it certainly could impact seeds. Both of these teams right now in the playoffs, but if you're a team like in the vicinity of Pittsburgh, I mean, Buffalo's 9-4. Buffalo still could win the AFC East. Pittsburgh, you know, has no chance to win the North, but they're just trying to, you know, secure one of those two wild card spots. Buffalo is in Pittsburgh coming up on Sunday night. And here's a Steelers team favored by 2.5 in this matchup. But this is not going to be easy for the Steelers in this one. And if you're one of these teams like Houston, Tennessee, for example, Oakland even, you're pulling for Buffalo to take care of business. Bring Pittsburgh closer. You know, in fact, if they lose, they'll have the same record as the loser of Tennessee and Houston coming up on Sunday. Speaking of which, in Houston, Tennessee right now, two-game cushion over Indianapolis. If we're talking about playoffs for either one of those teams or anybody in the South, it's Houston and Tennessee, not Indianapolis at this point.
No, they're on a four-game losing streak, not doing very good.
Right, and no, three games.
Three games, apologize.
AFC West, you've got Kansas City. They're fine as far as winning the West. Oakland is that team. They've lost three straight. Can they still find their way into a playoff spot? You're not going to eliminate them, although three games to go, you're two games out. It doesn't look good, and you start losing tiebreakers. So they would have to have a lot of help, take care of their own business, and then hope that you know, big issues start impacting these other teams. So most likely not for Oakland, although I love the fight that they had until, remember, they were 6-4, but this three-game losing streak, that game last week, the win by the Titans over Oakland, that was going to be crucial for whichever team won that game. We'll put them in good position with three games to go. Unfortunately, if you're a fan of Oakland, it was the Titans winning. But the other part, too, Oakland playing their final home game in their in the Coliseum there, because next year they'll be moving to Las Vegas.
Yep.
So it's goodbye to the black hole, as we know it, in Oakland as far as this weekend is concerned. And then three games to go, somebody doesn't necessarily have to have a winning record in the NFC East. Right now, you've got the Cowboys and the Eagles leading the way at 6-7. And you look at what's in store for these teams. First of all, the Rams are on the road taking on Dallas this weekend. In fact, they are it's one of the late afternoon games, one of the 3:25 starts. And you got a Rams team that's 1.5 favorite on the road in Dallas in Arlington coming up on Sunday. And then when you look at the Eagles team, boy, the Giants had them down almost the entire game. They score late, and then they finally win in overtime. But that's not a good look from an Eagles standpoint. And boy, the boos were starting early in that matchup. The Eagles are probably glad, honestly, that they're on the road this weekend. They're on the road taking on the 3-10 Redskins team. Eagles favored by almost a touchdown in this one, 5.5 to 6 points in this one. And I think this is a great opportunity for the Eagles to take first place all by themselves. At least that means we'd have a team, if at least one of these teams win, we'll have a team at 500 leading the NFC East with two games to go.
Yeah, and then they're going to have to, they'll host a team, but maybe possibly like the 49ers, who are like 11-3, that could be, 12-4 or whatever.
Then the two teams in the NFC North battling it out. The Green Bay Packers entering play this weekend. They've got the one-game cushion over Minnesota, and both of these teams have tough contests. First, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears out of the North. And then as far as Minnesota, they're playing against the Chargers from the AFC, and Minnesota has to travel to take on Phillip Rivers and company. And the Chargers looked good this past Sunday. Not going to be easy. I expect Minnesota to get it done, but once again, for both of these teams, not going to be easy. But I do expect the Packers and Minnesota to prevail. So after this weekend with two games to go, it was should be still the Packers leading the Vikings by the one game. NFC South, the Saints already wrapped up the division at 10-3. They're still holding out hopes that they can find a way to get one of those first two spots. That game last weekend, one of the iconic games of the year so far, with San Francisco kicking the late field goal to edge the Saints. And with that loss, the Saints right now would have to play the opening weekend because your two teams getting the byes right now because of tiebreakers and everything. It'd be the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Wow. There's still three games to go.
Right.
Anything can happen at this point. Then finally, the West. Neck and neck there with San Francisco. How about these two teams? Both teams already double-digit wins. 49ers, 11-2. Seattle, 10-3. And we look at what they have in store for them this weekend. You know, as far as first, when we look at the 49ers and what they have to do this weekend, it's not going to be easy. Well, first let me bring up the Seahawks, because that's going to be one of the early games. Seahawks are one of these West Coast to East Coast situations. As they take on Carolina, Carolina only 5-8, but they're in a role in a situation where they can play spoilers. I like the Seahawks to win big in this one. I expect them to be able to be in a position to win by double digits. And then a game where it's tough to call because we don't know which Atlanta Falcons team we're going to get. The Falcons 4-9. If they play like they did this past Sunday, it's going to be tough for San Francisco. San Francisco favored by double digits in this game, 10 to 10.5 over Atlanta. I expect the 49ers to win, but once again, it's a situation where are they going to be able to win in that kind of fashion? I think it's important for the 49ers, especially after the emotional win that they had against the Saints last Sunday, for them to show up, clicking on all cylinders, no letdowns, and taking care of business from the start against Atlanta on Sunday.
And they need to take advantage of the fact that Atlanta's banged up. I mean, they don't have Calvin Ridley, one of their better wide receivers. And so, they need to take advantage of that and get a big win over Atlanta.
All right, coming up, we'll wrap things up for hour number two. Don't forget, coming up just after 6, always fun visiting with Steve Eubanks. 30-plus books to his credit. 30-plus books to his credit. Best-selling author, veteran sports columnist. We'll talk President's Cup as well. But one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on, one of the books that he has done in the past was called All-American, about taking a player from Army, taking a player from Navy, and then following what life was like for them after their playing days were over. I bring it up because tomorrow we get the annual Army-Navy game coming up. All right, we'll wrap up in hour number two. If you want to be a part of the show, 615-844-5600. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Still trying to clean up that wreck that caused a mess. 24 East down near Sam Ridley Parkway. It's already heavy now as you head out to Murfreesboro. Cloverland Drive at Copperfield. That's one of the latest wrecks in Brentwood. Opry Mills Drive there, Gaylord Drive on the two-car collision, 500 block at Donaldson Pike. Still heavy, 65 down into Brentwood and 65 up through Madison right now. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Nashville and Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster. I don't pretend to know everything about printing, but my buddy and former BGA classmate James Warren does, and he should. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. Let's talk a little bit about mailing, because that's important.
It is, George. So a lot of people use mailing to get in front of customers. Direct mail, we've got at the end of the year, there's always the big mailers that go out for insurance companies and that sort of things. But we see that mail helps people get in front of their audience. You'd be surprised at how many people actually open an envelope or look at a postcard when it comes to their house. And we can do it cheaper than you can mail it.
And you can do it well. Give people the particulars, phone number, website.
We're at 615-832-9511. Our website is SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. You can reach us at print@SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And as always, when you go in there, you tell them Plaid sent you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, is now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rood you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rood in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
Imagine her delight when she unwraps a luxurious spa day from a moment's peace, the newly remodeled day spa and salon in Cool Springs. Whether you spend a little or go lavish, you can take comfort that your gift will be treasured, your love on display and a smile on her face. What a thoughtful romantic you are. Give affordable luxury from a moment's peace, for her or for both of you. In Cool Springs, across I-65 from Galleria Mall at the intersection of Carruthers Parkway and Bakersbridge Avenue. Call 224-0770 or buy online anytime at amomentspeace.com.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now,
615-844-5600. Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. I'd like to tell you about our friends with the Klein Press and Law Group here in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Braves along with the Southeastern Conference. They've got over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Now, here's the thing. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, along with business structure and international law. The Klein Press and Law Group, they've represented clients from state and federal courts, from the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. If you would like more information on how they can help you, check them out, Klein with a K, KleinPrestonLaw.com. 6:30 tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies taking on Milwaukee. Eric Hasseltine on the call, along with his good buds. The first tip will be just after 7 for that game tonight. But before we get to there, just after 6, our good buddy Steve Eubanks, 30-plus books to his credit, wrote with Arnold Palmer in his final 2 books. Yep. And so we'll talk Army-Navy, classic game coming up tomorrow, and it should be Navy's year.
But in this matchup, nothing's a given. And then we'll also get some conversation going on, too, with the President's Cup, which is ongoing right now between the U.S. and the international team as well. So we'll get into all that conversation. Just as a reminder, countdown to kickoff tailgate show tomorrow. As we do each and every year, we take off the week in between the conference championship week before wrapping it up with a nice bowl edition. And we've got one, too, from 9 a.m. to noon coming up next Saturday, December 21st. We'll have a look at all the games, and we'll be giving you opportunities, too, to tell you how you can win tickets for the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl that day as well. But once again, our next edition of our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show will go out with a bang, a special three-hour edition next Saturday, the 21st, from 9 a.m. to noon. On the way next, we'll have some more time to go before we turn things over to Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Hour number three on the way. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.